It has been nearly a decade since the U.S. job market was this bad, according to the government. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate rose 0.1% last month to a 6.1% level. That's the highest it's been since 1994. And the economy shed another 17,000 jobs. Still, there are some signs that activity may be picking up. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
As one economist put it today, the bad news is getting a little less bad. The month of May saw sizable losses of jobs in government, manufacturing, and transportation, but the declines were offset by a pickup in service and construction work. The result was, by recent standards, a small net loss of jobs. Dean Baker is co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, a liberal think tank.
It looks like we're not shedding jobs at the rate we were earlier in the year. On the other hand, there's no particular reason we're going to start adding them at any significant rate. And if we don't, we get what we saw today. The unemployment rate will rise.
Today's report was complicated by technical changes that the Labor Department has made in the way it collects payroll data samples. The changes suggest that the economy has actually lost some 2.5 million jobs since the labor force peaked in February 2001, and that's about 400,000 more than earlier estimates. But the revisions also suggest that job losses since the beginning of this year were only half as bad as previously reported. Wells Fargo chief economist Sunwon Son says it's one of several hopeful signs in today's report. Son notes that average hourly earnings rose 0.3 percentage point, and there was also an uptick in hiring by temporary employment firms in May. Son says these numbers indicate that the labor market may have bottomed out.
Businesses are reluctant to hire full-time folks, but they are instead hiring temporary help. Sooner or later, if this pattern were to continue, we should see more full-time workers being put on payrolls.
But Zone also says growth is still far from where it needs to be to make a sizable dent in the unemployment rate. Fed officials say that as the weak job market persists, there's a small but growing risk of deflation, which leads to a lowering of asset values and a further slowdown in economic activity. To keep that from happening, Sohn believes the Fed is leaning toward cutting interest rates again at its meeting later this month. Today's unemployment report gives them added incentive to do so. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.